There's a growing pool of amazing resources available for people who want to meet other single people in conscious, connected, respectful ways. Today, we're going to speak with Christina Weber, the CEO of We Deepen, which is an amazing network of these kind of events, to learn what's out there and what's possible. So stay tuned to this episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page, the author of the best-selling book Deeper Dating, the host of this podcast, and the creator of the Deeper Dating Intensive. And today, I'll be speaking with Christina Weber, the founder of We Deepen, and the visionary entrepreneur in the arena of bringing consciousness to the ways we meet. In this episode and every episode, my commitment is to bring you the greatest tools and insights that I know to help you find healthy love and keep it flourishing and heal your life in the process, because the skills of dating are nothing more than the skills of intimacy. And if you like what you're learning here, I would love it if you could subscribe and leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify or whichever platform you listen to podcasts on. So thank you so much for that. And let's jump in and let me tell you about Christina Weber. So Christina is a visionary entrepreneur. She's a pioneer who's creating an industry-shifting network of conscious ways for people to meet and connect. She's also a certified professional relationship coach, a private matchmaker, and the host of Deepen with Christina podcast on Spotify and Apple. She's the founder and the CEO of We Deepen, WeDeepen.com, a curated network of best-in-class social and transformational experiences to help people improve their relational lives and inspire meaningful human connection. Christina also advocates for every child to receive love and attention, a catalyst for We Deepen raising over $74,000 for orphans and foster children to receive art and healing programs through the annual Feminine Weapon Day fundraiser on January 30th, which is an amazing event. And from 2014 to 2016, she ran the curated dating experience Underground Unattached in New York and LA, attended by thousands of people seeking love. She's the co-creator of RelateFest and works closely with Tantra Speed Date, Hum Hum Conscious Dating Salon, Deeper Dating, and The Great Love Debate. Fun fact, on August of 2021, she was featured on the reality TV show X-Rated with Andy Cohen and three of her ex-boyfriends. So let's jump right in. Christina, I am so excited, so happy to have you here on the podcast. I think that the information that you have and the new understandings that you have about bringing depth and truth and authenticity to the search for love and to this entire industry are things that my audience and so many people in this world are just dying to hear. So I would just love to start out by having you share anything you want about your vision of this space of bringing depth and authenticity to people's search for love. Anything you want to share about what brought you here?
What brought me to what I consider the human connection industry? Well, you know, truth be told, it was out of my own desires for a healthy, meaningful, loving relationship to create family. I was living in New York City. This is about a decade ago. And I, you know, a typical ambitious New York City woman, I was really focused on my career. And there was a period of time where I had produced three concerts and a crowdfunding campaign in 8-month period of time. And at the end of that stretch, my mother asked me if I was dating anybody. And I looked at her with this blank stare, like, dating anybody? Did you not see what I just did? Where do you think this man is hiding? And I realized within that question that we have to inject energy in our desires. And I was showing up nowhere in the universe to say I was open, willing, interested in a relationship. And I thought, okay, God, I'm in, show me. And at the time, this is now the summer of 2014, and Tinder was the new hot thing. I had never done any online dating. Uh-huh. I was sort of anti-online dating, but now I had friends who I highly respected, who were beautiful, and they were swiping on this dating app. And I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I did it for 3 weeks. And during that 3 weeks, I found it to be labor intensive and time consuming. I thought, there's got to be a better way. Can we just get everyone into a room? And so I did. I consulted with a social psychologist, Dr. Sarah Nazaradam, who's a colleague of Esther Perel's. And we developed a series of activities designed to foster connection and accelerate closeness. So from 2014 to 2016, I ran what was called Underground Unattached with also a colleague, Sean Derrick. And we would bring, this was mainly our first market was the heterosexual straight market. And we would bring 20 men, 20 women together, and we would facilitate these activities. And that's how my journey began into the space. And that's where I began to learn, like, oh, wow, you know, just getting into the room, is it going to solve all the problems? Like I had thought at the time that we would all just go and live happily ever after. And that's when I realized, oh, wow, there's more to this.
That's so interesting, because like, that's kind of such a parallel journey to what I was doing, creating these deeper dating events for gay men in New York City. And I just want to acknowledge the point you're making about the importance of saying, I really mean this. I really mean this. The power of saying, I'm not screwing around. This like really matters to me. Mm-hmm. So tell us more. Tell us more about how this journey evolved to We Deepen and what you're doing now.
Yeah. So then, you know, two years I ran that program, and probably about a year in, I started to just, you know, over the time I was learning so much. So Underground Unattached, in order to join for the experience, people would complete a survey. It was 5 questions about themselves, 5 questions about their desired partner. Mm-hmm. I would read everyone's survey response, and then I would do a one-on-one phone conversation with them. And if it seemed like a fit, I would give them a password for them to use to register for the experience. Those calls, I had planned to be like 8 minutes, you know, 5 minutes to screen them, vet them. And I was on the phone with some of them for like 45 minutes, an hour. And at the time, I was 33. My career had been in business development, marketing, sales. And now I was having these conversations around the super sensitive, tender topic while I was also navigating my own personal relationships as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I started to see this anxiety and pressure and expectations, and I would hear all these stories of heartbreak. And then, you know, thank goodness around that time, TED Talks became really popular, and we saw the rise, or I noticed the rise of thought leaders in the space. I kind of started Googling, trying to find anything that could help me and help them. And, you know, discovering Esther Perel, Brene Brown, Gay and Katie Hendricks, Dr. John Gray, you know, Helen Fisher, Alison Armstrong, and just studying all their work to figure out how can I better support me and better support them. Mm. And, you know, 2 years into it, I realized, well, first off, you know, the financial model just wasn't working. I mean, each month I was pretty much on a hamster wheel, like, you know, I do one experience, everybody, it would be complete. The next person would be like, okay, I want to sign up for the next one. And they would sign up. And then all of a sudden I was now obligated to find 39 other people to join this one other person, because I had committed to the experience being 20 men and 20 women.
Yeah.
So I, you know, over that period of time, I learned, well, bonds build best over time. And I needed the people to see each other again and again and again, not just at a one-off experience. Also, I saw that there was a craving for relationship education. Me as well. I was so inclined. Where do I go to learn the skills? And I at the time I was going to Google, like, what should I text him back? How should I, you know, I was trying to find the information that I was so needing. And then, so relationship education. And then I realized that, you know, as my learning deepened, that we also need spaces for people to be in states of play and joy and fun. Because when you're in, you know, feeling that like ecstatic bliss, the radiance of dancing or doing improv or being silly, you're more inclined to open up and attract your partner.
Absolutely.
And the relationship education too, I also saw, because I'm, you know, a personal development junkie to some extent. So I would attend these programs like MITT, Landmark, Tony Robbins, and I would also see these spaces as they were like breeding grounds for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of these couples would get together and then, you know, 6 months, 8 months later, they would fall apart because there was no container to continue to hold them. So having all of that information, I entered a startup accelerator program in the fall of 2017. And
Christina, if I could just interrupt for a moment, because I'm kind of exploding from all the things you said that were so exciting and on target. And totally. If I could just kind of point out a few of them that I thought were so rich. Uh-huh. I guess one thing I want to say is that you used your personal journey to help the world. And that's awesome. 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 Like you turned it into your mission and a mission for the world and a business. I adore that. The other piece is like how labor intensive it was, how much care and love and attention needs to go into this and how little does really. And then the other piece is how things like Tinder and, you know, all these other platforms that then try to add a little bit of depth, you cannot graft authenticity onto a model that's not based on authenticity. And what you're describing is this passion for models that are based on authenticity. And then the other thing that you said that I adored and I think is like huge and important and research-based is if we choose based on our immediate scratch the itch type, it's probably actually, and the research backs this up, not going to be the best match. Because over time, when you get to know someone and you see their smile, you see their warmth, and you're not just attracted to your archetypal, like, scratch the itch type, but you start to see the humanity, a whole other circuitry of connection can open up. And so what you're saying about we need more time, it's not going to be 1 minute of looking at that picture. It's not even going to be one event. When you keep connecting with people, something opens up, something happens. I just feel like that's wisdom that this industry does not know and does not live. So super exciting to me.
Yeah. And to, you know, part of the reason why I believe that I stayed in this space because I didn't expect to be in, you know, initially what I, you know, now I label it as the human connection industry. But in the beginning, it was like the dating industry or the matchmaking industry that I was circulating around. And to be honest, Ken, I was so turned off of, you know, having these conversations at times with matchmakers and their strategies for like, you know, you send them a, you know, this person at first to like warm them up. And then the second person is the one that you send them. That's really good. There was just all these just strategies and superficiality that was, you know, to gamify process. And at the same time, you know, I'm on a dating app right now in the moment and I'm enjoying
three cheers. Yes.
And I'm enjoying my time there. However, It took a while to get to a place where I felt, you know, confident and secure in myself and also on the right dating app for me as well, because, you know, there are over 8,000 dating apps and websites.
I absolutely believe that. And it turns out that like with these billions and billions of matches that happen, like billions and billions and billions every year, there are more single people now than at the advent of online dating.
Yeah. Yeah. So people are craving. What I'll say is even, you know, what I look at as, and we can, you know, not to, to jump tracks a little bit, what I'm, you know, with the now where my quote unquote business is with WeDeepen, it's a curation of mainly in-person experiences that help people to have healthy, meaningful, loving relationships. And I sort of look at some of those programs as similar to how you go to a yoga class and your teacher tells you to do a downward dog. You know, at home, I could sit here and I could roll out my yoga mat and I could just do my downward dogs and on my yoga mat at home. I know how to do the yoga moves. However, people like to be guided and guided into connection. And when you are in practice of that, and as we've just come out of COVID, you know, and they're not necessarily teaching these skills in our educational curriculums. And so, yeah, that skill set to just smile at somebody in the grocery store and say hi to them in your everyday existence, you know, instead we're going to the dating apps form and we're losing a lot of people are just out of practice.
Very much so. Yeah, totally. It's brave to do that. That's a bravery muscle that really needs to be cultivated. It's bravery. It's generosity. Yeah, all of that is so true. We kind of hide behind the apps and all of that. So WeDeepen is an environment with all of these different options available for people. Is that right?
Yeah. So in that accelerator program in 2017, our teacher had us sit within the problem. And when I sat within the problem, it was, okay, most people didn't grow up observing healthy relationships. There's a lack of relationship role models. And the topic of relationships, I mean, pretty much even sex nowadays, conflict resolution, communication, how to find and start a relationship, it's all neglected in our educational curriculum. So as I said, we needed this curation of experiences that help them, you know, meet all of these needs. And that's essentially, I thought the initial idea was like, well, what if we built ClassPass? If you're familiar with ClassPass, they're the company in 2013 that saw the rise of studio fitness. And they then took all the studio, you know, your bar class, your yoga class, your cycling class, and they put it into one, wrapped one membership around it. And I said, well, what if we do that for all of these experiences and we provide, you know, access to them and wrap a membership around it and have one central location for people to discover all these experiences.
I'll be right back after this. If you're interested in accelerating and deepening your search for love, I want to invite you to a very special project, the Deeper Dating Intensive. I only offer it twice a year, and it's a 6-month journey working closely with me and an amazing community to transform each member's search for love. And you can learn more at deeperdatingintensive.com. And if it feels like a match, on that page, you can set up a free one-on-one session with me to explore possibilities. I look forward to connecting if this speaks to you. Welcome back. What I hear from my audience so often is just the hunger for what are the places people can meet in a more conscious, kind, safe way, which is why I created deeperdating.com, which I'll talk about a little bit later, but our paths are so similar. But you are this like maven, you are this networker, you know more about what's out there for people who are hungry for that than probably almost anybody. So I would just love to have my audience hear from you. Anything you want to say for all these people that are hungry for something like this?
Well, first thing I'll say, it's available. That's one thing to know. And it's available outside of your door. And more experiences are being cultivated and coming soon. So if it's not in, you know, if you're in a market maybe not in one of the bigger cities, uh-huh. to know that there are retreats and festivals that you can travel to. And also these types of experiences are spreading, and they're spreading fast. I can share a couple of them, a few of my favorites.
I'd love that.
So first I'll say is, you know, Ken, for you and I mean, and how to speak about them even spreading rapidly is just the opportunity that the two of us will get in mid-September to facilitate what a singles event, which is interesting. So the Dave Asprey, who is the self-proclaimed father of biohacking,
yes.
is hosting his 8th annual biohacking conference in Beverly Hills,
which is this huge event, this huge important event. Yes, it's a real happening.
2,000 people in Beverly Hills. And Dave asked for a singles event. Mm-hmm. How revolutionary.
I love that.
I think it's revolutionary to have a singles event at what is a professional conference to some and an interest conference to others. Mm. And, you know, Ken, you and I will be guiding 200 of the health nuts, experts, and biohackers who are currently single through, you know, a series of activities to connect them. And also you're going to be giving a talk to inspire them inside of their dating journey, to give some of the rich education. So that also is a prime example of how these experiences are exploding. One of the first ones that we deepen was hosted, which was my favorite. We would do an experience called Dating and Meditating. Uh-huh, this was in Venice, California, every Tuesday evening. And we would have a group of people come together and we would meditate as a group for 20 minutes. And then we would hash out a dating related topic. Another one that we promote is Tantra Speed Date. Tantra Speed Date is produced by the Tantra Institute, and it is growing rapidly. Mm-hmm, we have all of the Tantra Speed Dates listed at WeDeepen.com, and they, you know, very popular in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, Miami, Boston, New York City. And now they have expanded to include Toronto, Amsterdam, London, Gainesville. So it's the Tantra Speed, Austin, Texas, Tantra Speed Date is popular. And it's such an interesting one. People always go, isn't that like Tantra? Isn't that about slowing down and you're speeding up? But no, it's an experience where they put people into a puja, mm-hmm. which is essentially two circles, mm-hmm. and you are to rotate around the circle. And with each person that you interact with, they will do different unique prompts, somewhat from, you know, sometimes it's like actually give the other person massage if you're open to touch, to mirroring each other, and other, you know, question like activities, some eye gazing as well. There is the magic of human connection. Jessica Insel Coleman guides an amazing experience. She's done this at South by Southwest, the biohacking conference as well, years before Burning Man. And she does them about four times a year in the Los Angeles area. And that experience she's created a series of unique activities to her, and she guides people in a way that expands their state of joy. And Jessica, like, one thing too, is as being a phenomenal facilitator, that she had said to me, she said, you know, people will go to therapy. They can go to therapy to work through a problem, or you can also go somewhere that allows you to expand more deeply into joy.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. Can you say her name and her program or organization again?
Yeah, it's Jessica Insel Coleman, and it's The Magic of Human Connection.
And people can find that on WeDeepen, is that right?
Yes, we'll have all the updates of when the Magic of Human Connection is happening. Another one is Relate Fest. I co-produced Relate Fest at the top of 2022 in Miami, and it was 3 days of workshops, tantra, speakers, interactive experiences that were all relationship focused. It was open to people who are currently single and also couples, and anybody came who cares about having healthy, meaningful, loving relationships. We actually had our tagline was for people who are endlessly curious about relationships. And that was in partnership with the Esther Perel discussion group and Leveled Up Love. Another one is Eden World. And Eden World is unique because Eden World is a community for committed couples. They do quarterly online, this is online, an online sanctuary couples weekend. And
how sweet.
Yes, it's like a retreat that you can do from your home with your significant other. And it's, well, it's not therapy, it's therapeutic. And it guides you into date night activities. And you get to also commune with other committed couples. Because I'm sure your work also alludes to this, you know, if our relationships need to live inside of a larger social constructs and be supported by community. So to have a community of other people who are committed couples with you and supporting you.
That sounds wonderful. And just to ask, is it queer inclusive? There are same-sex couples and queer couples and all of that in the community.
That's a great question. I'm inclined to say yes. However, I think it's something I imagine that is probably a small percentage at this moment in time, but there's an openness because I know the people who run it and there's an openness to yes, like come. But what they do have a requirement is that the couple has been together for at least 9 months to a year.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm happy to speak to them too and help bring in more queer population into this beautiful work. Yeah.
Some others, Hum Hum Conscious Dating Salon. That one.
Tell about that one. Yes.
That one is online and offline. It started offline pre-COVID, and then they improvised and brought it into a Zoom-like space. And there'll generally be about 18 to 22 people. They do have them locationally separated, so why it can be online for New York City or for San Francisco. Also, if you tend to travel, it's open. You're open to go to those specific locations. And they send attendees into breakout rooms with prompts, question prompts and activity prompts.
Love that.
It's sort of like an intricate speed dating experience. And they really breathe into the ethos of the whole thing is grounding and pausing. And so they bring a lot of mindfulness activities into Hum Hum Conscious Dating Salon.
Love that. And when we slow down like that, you know, when we pause, we notice things about the people around us that we just wouldn't notice otherwise. So I love that. I mean, these are all just such exciting, wonderful things. And some of them are online. Some of them are in person. It sounds like a bunch are in California, but others are in other states as well. These things all, I mean, it just sounds like a beautiful banquet. And I imagine that banquet's growing because this is what you're doing is and if you could speak about this a little bit, you're kind of creating a network for the world of these kind of conscious events. And I'd love you to speak about that.
Yeah, totally. The growing network. Yes, it definitely is growing. And before I jump into that, I definitely want to make sure that I share about one other experience, which is Unleash. Unleash began as a 4-hour guided dance journey in Los Angeles in 2018, and it has grown to become a 3-day sober transformational festival.
Oh, how I love that.
Right?
How I love that.
Each time it has a theme. The next one coming up is Life Reinvented. It's in Austin, Texas in September. And they have asked, Yadi Iksa, who produces this event, has asked me to facilitate the dating dojo at the festival the week after we do it at the biohacking conference. And I also see that as such a sign of the times, this willingness to bring this work. And I can even in this moment, I see Esther Perel in the room with us, because I remember her South by Southwest talk in 2018 that she did to entrepreneurs. And she said, hey guys, you know, you're coming here each year and I go to all these conferences and there is the food sector section. There's the, you know, innovation and technology, there's wellness, and you are completely neglecting relationships. So please, entrepreneurs, do something about this. And I can see
and you now listened.
Oh my God. I was already listening. I was like, yes, preach. One day, I can't wait to be in the room with her and get to share with her what has been created. So yeah, so We Deepen from a growth perspective and a journey perspective is that, you know, right, we pretty much launched what I consider in 2019, and we were building traction in the Los Angeles area as being, you know, a solo founder and bootstrapping this for quite some time with this idea and piecing together pre-existing technologies to make it work. Finally, in January of 2020, we had reached, you know, 17,000 in revenue, which was meaning like investors were interested in us, and we raised a round of seed funding, had an office in Beverly Hills that a co-working space cross campus had given to us, team of eight, and then COVID happened. And there was the bomb went off. And so I retreated. I went on unemployment. I retreated to Maryland, you know, then became a 40-year-old single woman. And it didn't touch my dating journey. I'm still in my journey. And I also, you know, I will tell you, anybody who's listening, there are hundreds of amazing, amazing men out there. So that's not just because Christina is currently single. I'm definitely having relationships and having a beautiful experiences. However, yes, I was then catapulted into living at home with my parents in Maryland at the age of 40 and thinking like, what am I going to do? This was not the plan. And only in the past probably 3 months, I have rewoven together We Deepen. And if anybody out there who knows some entrepreneur lingo, we have rebuilt our tech stack and now have online community system that is supporting the people who are getting out and going to these activities in person, which is something that our advisors and investors had asked for in the beginning. So when you go to wedeepen.com, you can click on the calendar and become a member and RSVP for experiences. And there will be interest groups that are developed around specific topics that can help you through your journey, inclusive of men's work to women's circles to information for all types of genders and sexualities and being able to support you in your relationship journey. There's a member directory. You can direct message each other, and there's also features for group chats and whatnot. So that is now the new online We Deepen system that is, it's definitely a prototype. It's pre-beta, but you can get in there early and check it out. And we would love to have you and welcome you with open arms. And that also just brings me to, because one of the things I'm so grateful, because for you, Ken, I view you as an OG in the space. I'm so honored to be co-facilitating the Dating Dojo with you and for you to say yes. And I would love to be supporting deeper dating within this ecosystem. So I'm curious of how is that possible and what's up with deeper dating?
Well, I love that you asked. I love everything that you're saying, and I thank you. I mean, you were invited to do this biohacking conference, and you invited me to join you, which I'm so grateful for. So deeper dating is I adopted my baby a long, long time ago, 21 years ago, and I came home with my baby, and I thought, how am I going to meet a guy? How am I ever going to meet anybody? And I thought, but it's not just me. It's so many people. What would be my dream event? So I created this event in person for gay men, and it had an explosive response. It grew to the lesbian community, the heterosexual community. It was in Oprah, the New York Times, you know, got tons and tons of excited recognition. But it was a lot of work for me, and I was a single dad. Mm-hmm. And I went to writing instead, but always dreamed of creating this online. And turns out my husband is this emerging technology expert. And he said, honey, we could build this. And we built it. We built a prototype for it. We've got a few thousand people on it. And it's a rich, wonderful environment with online events for people to meet in a way that brings out the best in them with mutual respect, with inspiration, with connection. And behind it is an entire website where people can create profiles and interact with each other in a whole bunch of different ways, and a gorgeous, gorgeous algorithm, which allows us actually to run multiple events around the country all at the same time. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous piece, but I've paused with it because I need to, at this point, build a team, and I need to pull back from that work because of personal issues, like family members that really need my support. And my deep need to kind of like have a lot of peace, a lot of meditation, and to do the teaching I'm doing. So I'm at a place where I am waiting for a community of super talented people to come to me and say, let's make this happen. So hearing you say this, Christina, is very exciting to me because it's kind of what I've been waiting for. So we will talk. We will talk. But I just want to acknowledge kind of the pioneeriness of what you're doing and the work involved in building something that has not really existed in the world. And just to say that there are hordes of conscious single people aching for something like this. Hordes, like countless millions of people around the world, aching for something like this. So I'm just so excited by what you're doing. Also, can I ask you to just say something about your beautiful feminine weapon day and what that is?
Yes, of course. And thank you so much for asking that question. Well, prior to, you know, when I share that story about Underground Unattached and, you know, that it was this, you know, that it came out of this question that my mother had asked because I had produced 3 concerts and a crowdfunding campaign in an 8-month period of time. Well, that was, those efforts were focused on a woman-centric brand called Feminine Weapon. And Feminine Weapon is, it's a superhero, is what I'll say. It's like the characteristics of a human being, can be any gender. It doesn't make a difference, but somebody who really resonates with feminine energy and they see that as it's like your inner goddess, your rock star, the peak expression of you. And it built up into became an organization that essentially now, you know, because I put that aside when I started focusing on the dating place, on the dating space, and how it continues to live is January 30th. January 30th is Feminine Weapon Day. And it's the day that we gather and we battle the ills of the world through love. And this coming in January 2023, so beautiful that you asked this question. Thank you. January of 2023 will be the 10th annual Feminine Weapon Day. And we do a concert, you know, human connection activities, exhibit each year has a different theme, and 100% of the net proceeds go to support children in underprivileged communities to receive art and healing programs. We've worked with the Orphan Starfish Foundation, Arte Moore, and Tiffany Haddish's She Ready Foundation. And so far, we've raised over $74,000 combined to bring these activities to the kids. And part of the reason why I do it is because, you know, there's 150 million orphans worldwide. There are 80 million children living without a single parent. And everything that I feel like I do, like a little of the work of creating, you know, injecting deeper consciousness into, you know, grown-up relating, you know, specific love relating, intimate relating, is because what we've learned is that if a child does not experience love at those ripe early stages, that they, you know, how are we actually going to really forward the world? It has to be a yes end to including these children. And we, as the, you know, current grownups, have to step up, I believe, or there's a need to step up and say, we are the parents of the universe.
I love it. I love it. This is so beautiful and so in line with all that you're doing. And as an adoptive dad, that touches my heart, like particularly deeply. Mm-hmm. So Christina, you are a force of nature. You're an impresario for a new industry and a renaissance of people being able to connect in a new way. And I'm just so grateful for the work that you do. Do you have any closing thought that you want to share with this community of people who is passionate about growing in their relationship to love?
I do, but there's one question that's blocking me. Can I ask one question real quick before?
Sure.
So you had mentioned in your story that with Deeper Dating, that, you know, you had adopted a child and you were a single father, and then it kind of got into, and then you met your partner and your husband and he developed tech. And what I missed is the skip over of where he came from.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I created Deeper Dating. I stopped doing the in-person events and I started writing about what I was learning and teaching, and I was single, and it was pretty weird being this teacher about dating and not having a partner, but I believed in what I was teaching and what I was learning. And ultimately I met my husband, Greg, 14 years ago. Actually, in a few days, it's going to be 14 years. And turns out he's an emerging technology guy. And we have a wonderful relationship. We have three kids together. And Greg was in the financial services technology world for decades. And his dream has been to become a financial advisor and work with people who have children with disabilities, mm-hmm. with the queer population, and with seniors. That's his dream. So that's what he's doing. And I said to him, honey, thank you for building this for me, but I know you got to go do your own thing now. This is not what you did this for me. So he is now doing that kind of work. And we are at this kind of like point where Deeper Dating kind of needs kind of a new world and a new community. Greg is doing the work that he dreams of, and I'm supporting him in every way I can. And that's like the super short version of that. And I love you and thank you for asking.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. 14 years, congratulations, and three children. It's so beautiful. You two are definitely role models. You're the role models that, you know, we lacked. And it's beautiful because, you know, that's actually, you know, when you're asked that question of last words, and that's one thing that I think is really important to consider. Who are your relationship role models? Where do you go to be love, see love, to learn love, to study love? There's a beautiful Leo
Buscaglia, I think.
Buscaglia.
Yeah.
Thank you. Buscaglia quote. And I'm not going to share it because I don't have the exact quote and it's a little bit long, but the premise of the quote is that he says something, if you want to be a mechanic, you go out and you study cars. If you want to be a chef, you go and you study how to, you know, be a cook and all the ingredients and the food. And similar to love, if you want to be in love and have a healthy love, study love. So that's what I would love to inject and encourage people is to, and if anybody's listened to the podcast, I imagine that they get this, and invite other people into study love and also invest in this industry. I will say a little bit of the excitement that I can see, you know, a lot of the experiences that I mentioned are all small businesses on their own. And there's, you know, when a new industry emerges, similar like, you know, yoga in the United States in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was hard for a yoga teacher to maintain a financial stability. So just invest in love, invest in your growth, and have fun.
Christina, you are amazing. This was just an absolute joy. Now, I'm actually going to be on your amazing podcast too. So please tell about all the different ways that people can learn more about your work.
Thank you. Yes, I can't wait to have you on the show. That's Deepen with Christina. You can find that on Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go into the search and put in Deepen with Christina and go to wedeepen.com. You can see everything there. Click on the calendar, become a member, sign up, create a profile, and we can all hang out there and come and meet me in person. If you happen to be listening to this before the biohacking conference, you can be with both Ken and I in person. And that would be so much fun to meet you. And that's what I'm most excited about, why you can hear us online and be in the digital space, find a time where you can come out and we can actually be together.
Sounds wonderful. Christina, you are awesome. You are a joy. You are changing the world and changing the industry. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Ken. It's such an honor to be working with you and collaborating.
Vice versa. Thank you all. And we look forward to seeing you and connecting on the next episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast. Bye for now.
Bye.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.